This Sunday, the Bravo cable network presents the premiere of a new series from Michael Moore. Moore is the independent filmmaker who first came to prominence with Roger and Me, a documentary blaming General Motors and its then-chairman Roger Smith for ruining Moore's hometown of Flint, Michigan. 10 years later, Moore is still taking aim at big corporations, but this time, says TV critic David Bianculli, his style is a little different.
What made Michael Moore so good in Roger and Me, with all his unsuccessful attempts to land an on-camera interview with GM chairman Roger Smith, was that Michael Moore, at the time, really was a nobody. He was a little guy going up against a corporate giant, David against Goliath, but with a film crew instead of a slingshot. Since then, Moore has made one more excellent documentary, Pets or Meat, a sequel to Roger and Me, and one terrific TV series. That was TV Nation, which lasted one summer on NBC and another summer on Fox. But on a show where Moore spent each week identifying and attacking the abuses of big business, the networks owned by General Electric and Rupert Murdoch weren't about to give Michael Moore too much slack. It's amazing, in retrospect, they let him onto primetime network TV in the first place. Now it's 5 years later, and Michael Moore is back with a new TV series. But this time it's on the Bravo cable network and is co-financed by Channel 4 in England. The series is called The Awful Truth. And the awful truth about it is that this time, Michael Moore looks like he's beginning to take his own celebrity too seriously. On TV Nation, Moore didn't have a studio or an audience. He just filmed the openings and closings of each show by standing in Times Square, hiding in plain sight as a guerrilla TV host. But on The Awful Truth, he has a studio and a studio audience. When he shows his taped reports to us, that audience is seeing them too, and reacting to them, providing the show with an authentic but still annoying laugh track. Worst of all, Moore attempts to open the show with a comedy monologue. He may be a great filmmaker and a good speaker, but he's a lousy comedian. So what's good about The Awful Truth? When Moore chooses the right targets, his insistent approach still works. In Sunday's premiere, he schedules an interview with an executive at the HMO Corporation, Humana, to find out why a guy is being refused coverage for a pancreas transplant he needs to live. Moore brings the guy with him, but the executive dodges the meeting, leaving a poor public relations staffer to deal with Moore, the patient, and the film crew.
Obviously, we're interested in the health of our members and trying to improve the health of our members whenever and wherever we can. And certainly, we're committed to that.
Right, except he'll die if he doesn't get the pancreas. That's the problem.
I'm certainly not familiar with his case, and we'd be happy to look into it for you.
You would?
Sure, absolutely.
Right.
Claim number 332-6449-5501. Let's go to a computer right now and look up the facts.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Well, we'll wait here while you go research the facts.
That's not going to be possible.
Well, we'll wait until you go and get somebody to come down here.
I can't do that today because all the appropriate people aren't available at this point. So
well, we'll wait till they are available.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave now, and I'll go look at it immediately.
He has a four-year-old daughter.
You have kids?
Do you have any kids?
So you ready?
Do you have daughters?
Let's work our way out this way.
When could you die?
Today. Who knows?
You could die today.
Yeah.
That's what the doctor said.
Shall we?
Shall we what?
Shall we move toward the door so that I can research Mr. Donahue's case?
As opposed to what?
What else do you need? What else do you seek? What else do you want?
Every day that goes by while you investigate the facts is a day closer to his funeral. You know, we won't take no for an answer.
I understand that.
I signed with Humana and all I got was this lousy T-shirt. But no pancreas.
Even with the intrusive laughter in the background, this segment works, in more ways than one. At the end of the show, Moore announces that a week later, Humana reversed its decision. The patient stands up in the audience holding his little girl, and both he and the audience goes wild. It's a giddy victory, and is the sort of thing that makes The Awful Truth worth watching, even with that awful monologue and laughter.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.